Good morning, I'm Sasha Keir with the latest news, sports and weather. Starting with national news, Grand Duke Guillaume and Grand Duchess Stephanie are in Brussels today for an official courtesy visit with the Belgian King and Queen. The visit is part of a series of diplomatic engagements to neighbouring countries. On Monday, the Grand Ducal couple will move to Berlin for a reception with German Federal President Frank-Walter Steinmeier. Visits to Amsterdam and Paris are also planned, with dates to be announced. A serious accident involving two cars and a truck occurred yesterday evening on the B7 between Angeldorf and Friedhof. Police say a car collided with a lorry, which then crashed into another vehicle. One person was seriously injured and three others sustained minor injuries. Four ambulances and a rescue helicopter attended the scene. According to the Financial Times, French capital is leaving the country at record rates due to political and economic uncertainty. French investments in Luxembourg jumped 58% in 2024 to 13.8 billion euros, with Switzerland also a popular destination for French capital transfers. In international news, at the EU summit in Brussels, leaders have postponed until December a decision on using frozen Russian state assets to fund billions in Ukraine aid. Belgium and other member states raised concerns about legal risks. Luxembourg's Prime Minister Luc Frieden backed Belgium's call to share those risks, noting Luxembourg holds no significant amounts of Russian state funds. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is travelling to London today to join a meeting on military support, where UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer will push for Europe to provide more long-range missiles. The World Health Organization says aid entering Gaza remains insufficient 2 weeks after the ceasefire began. WHO chief Tedros Ghebreyesus warned yesterday that there has been no reduction in hunger despite the October 10th truce between Israel and Hamas. He said the situation remains catastrophic because what is entering is not enough, and adding that food supplies are inadequate to make any dent in the crisis. And finally, 17 new petitions are now open for signatures on the Chamber of Deputies website. Among the proposals, immediate license suspension for drivers using mobile phones, tobacco-free outdoor public spaces, a restaurant voucher for everyone, and making Luxembourgish compulsory in schools. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Starting with basketball, and NBA coach Chauncey Billups and player Terry Rozier have been arrested in federal probes of alleged illegal gambling schemes. The Portland Trail Blazers head coach is accused of involvement in rigged poker games with mafia ties, while Miami Heat guard Rozier faces charges linked to insider sports betting. Both have been placed on immediate leave by the NBA and are indicted on charges of conspiracy to commit wire fraud and money laundering. And MotoGP world champion Marc Marquez will miss the rest of the season due to an injured shoulder, his Ducati team announced on Thursday. Marquez suffered a fracture and ligament injury after crashing on the opening lap of the Indonesia Grand Prix at the start of the month and underwent surgery in Madrid a week later.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
The severe wind warning has ended today, and Meteorlux is forecasting light rain showers on and off throughout the day, with mainly cloudy skies, though we should see some sunshine breaking through around midday and again in the late afternoon. Temperature-wise, they continue to drop as we head into the colder months. Starting around 6 degrees this morning, we'll see highs of only 9 degrees this afternoon.